Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Crisis averted. SEPTA service cuts are officially being reversed now that PennDOT has signed off on SEPTA's request to use state capital dollars for operations. KYW's Mike Donato reports.
Governor Shapiro has given the green light for SEPTA to use nearly $400 million in future state capital money for current operating expenses. That means SEPTA will have the funds to reverse the service cuts it put into effect last month, and it means there will be no service cuts next year as well. Governor Shapiro told reporters Monday it became clear the increase in mass transit funding he requested was not going to get through the state's divided legislature.
I think we have come to the conclusion here that the Senate Republicans, who are in the majority in the state Senate, were unwilling to pass recurring revenue.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the approval means the service cuts will be reversed this weekend.
We will get back all service starting on September 14th, Sunday, September 14th.
A 21.5% fare increase also begins on Sunday.
Shapiro says with mass transit funding effectively off the table, it's time for the legislature to end its more than 2 month stalemate over the state budget. Philadelphia Mayor Sherrell Parker has signed a bill that will require gun shops to post signs warning that it's illegal to misrepresent who a gun purchase is for. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
We just signed a bill. Thank you.
Mayor Parker says the bill is aimed at straw purchases, guns bought by one person, then transferred to someone else, usually someone such as a felon who is by law forbidden from owning a gun.
Straw purchases are illegal under federal law.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says it's a serious problem in Philadelphia.
We know that a large percent of the guns that come into the city are through straw purchases.
Bethel welcomes the signs, though he said it may seem basic. He believes some straw purchasers are persuaded or coerced, unaware of the consequence.
That young person, particularly in many cases are women, are sitting and locked up in a cell block and say, well, I wish somebody had just told me I couldn't do that because I didn't know.
The signs are bright orange with 30-point type that not only outline the penalties, but advises stop, think before it's too late. Two Pottstown men accused of being part of what authorities describe as a sophisticated and devastating gun trafficking ring are on trial this week in Norristown. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports.
32-year-old Desmond Bennett and 26-year-old Keith Cheney are the only defendants charged in the Pottstown gun trafficking ring who are going to trial. Eight others are awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty or no contest to charges ranging from corrupt organizations, conspiracy, and illegal gun purchases or transfers connected to the ring that authorities say was illegally selling factory-made firearms, along with 3D-printed guns, silencers, and devices that allow semi-automatic handguns to fire 30 rounds in a matter of seconds with one pull of the trigger. The investigation started in February of last year when 19-year-old James Hiller, one of the men who since pleaded guilty, went to Pottstown Hospital with a stab wound. Hiller initially told police it happened while he was selling marijuana, but investigators determined it was an illegal gun sale.
Prosecutors say that led them to a storage unit in other homes in Pottstown connected to the ring, along with Berks County home with an extensive 3D printing setup. The South Jersey couple accused of locking up their teenage daughter for years in their home in Blackwood appeared in court Monday. Both entered not guilty pleas, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Mother Brenda Spencer and stepfather Brandon Mosley appeared separately in court before Judge Kurt Kramer. Both entered not guilty pleas for their alleged abuse of Spencer's teenage daughter over the course of 6 years. They were arrested in May of this year. They're alleged to have chained her up in a bathroom, locked her in a dog crate, locked her in a bedroom for years, forcing her to use a bucket as a toilet before she eventually escaped to a neighbor's house. Mosley is accused of sexually assaulting the girl as well, and the state offered a plea deal of 50 years for Mosley, who is facing a maximum sentence of life in prison. Spencer was offered 25 years on a maximum sentence of 30 years if convicted, an offer her attorney says he's not seriously considering. There were some issues with discovery, and the defense for both is still receiving some of the evidence collected by the state. This is expected to be completed within the next few weeks.
Both are scheduled to appear for another pretrial hearing on October 7th. Golf and education stand side by side as the Philadelphia community celebrates a major milestone for students at a local golf course that's in the middle of a comeback. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, it's all thanks to one of the greatest golfers ever.
The restoration of the Cobbs Creek Golf Course is a labor of love that's been underway for the past few years. The 350-acre course that teeters between West Philadelphia and Delaware County and opened in 1916 is on the verge of reopening and being a beacon for golf and education. That's thanks to Tiger Woods Foundation constructing a multi-million dollar STEAM facility for students.
A place that all children should be able to have access to, now they do.
Monday, Tiger Woods was on hand for the ribbon cutting of his TGR Learning Lab.
I didn't start the foundation to produce golfers that hit golf balls. I started the foundation to produce the greatest humans possible.
Joshua Cheney with the foundation says this 30,000 square foot facility, which sits on the edge of the course, is already home to tomorrow's innovators.
We're thinking about career connected into what the post-secondary is going to look like.
The course is expected to fully reopen in 2027. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.